For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Astros lose last night, 12-5, the final score. Big story from that game. Spencer Arrighetti, just a day removed from being named AL Rookie of the Month for August, not off to a good start in defending his title of reigning Rookie of the Month. He's got a lot of work to do after last night. 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits. 9 earned runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts. He didn't make it out of the first inning. Spencer Arrighetti, is this just a bump in the road?
It's definitely a bump in the road, but there's a lot to learn when you kind of get your butt kicked. So it's easy to not learn anything when you're rolling hot. But when you do hit the bump in the road, I think it's the most important time to really break it down. So regardless of how I feel about it, I'll come back to it logically, and I'll figure out the reason why it was seemingly pretty easy for them to hit the ball tonight. But I'm obviously proud of the way that I've learned to throw the ball over the course of the year, and I feel like today doesn't in any way define me as a pitcher. So I think that it is what it is. It was a bad outing. It was a bad day for me, and I'll learn and I'll get better.
What a wild 2 days! Like like 2 days ago, on top of the world, man. There was no better rookie than you in the American League for an entire month. You weren't even supposed to be here, man. You were supposed to be pitching for Sugarland this year, and you are the best rookie in baseball, in the American League, for the month of August. And then 2 days later, yeah, get out. You're not making it out of the first thing. That's like winning an award at work and getting fired 2 days later. Like, it's a wild 2 days.
Yeah. Well, it's all these, there's always a television show that wins a bunch of Emmys in the year that they get canceled. They get canceled and then they win a bunch of Emmys. That's what it feels like. Except that usually those TV shows often don't get another chance, whereas Spencer Arrighetti gets a chance in just a few days.
Yep, sure will.
And I think the biggest question, obviously, is, okay, was he tipping pitches? I would be more inclined to believe that if he hadn't already had this issue before. He's had some rough first innings or early innings where he had to be yanked. Without going to hit the easy button and saying, oh, he was tipping pitches, they were sitting on his fastballs, I think the more likely explanation is that he just, like he walked 3 batters. Whatever it is, yeah, they gotta fix it before the next outing.
Yeah, I guess the logical question after an outing like this is, okay, what's your concern level right now, both about Arrighetti individually, as well as the Astros in terms of the starting rotation? It sounds weird to say because it was an awful outing. It was terrible. And he's been a really big part of why they've been so good in August. I am less concerned about this than I am about Verlander, because I think deep down, I think they're counting more on Verlander by the end of the season than they are Spencer Arrighetti. Spencer Arrighetti feels like found money at this point, you know? And it was a good month, but it's not like he was great all year or anything like that, you know?
Right. Arrighetti wasn't in the conversation we were having about who do you start in game 3 of the wild card series. Is it Kikuchi or Verlander?
Yeah.
And the experience matters. The back of the baseball card matters.
Yeah.
But I'm not like down on Arrighetti or anything.
No.
I do hope it was actually tipping pitches, because
right,
that's easily corrected.
Yeah.
You can identify that. That You don't have to feel lost after that.
That's right. He was asked about that. Were you? Do you think you were tipping pitches?
I mean, I'll check, but I'm really doubtful. I don't ever chalk it up to that. It's. I would rather just take accountability for it as is. I mean, if I was giving away information, that's on me as well. So if there is something, then I'll find out. And I've done it twice already this year. So if there is, I'll figure it out. But I don't think so.
I don't know why him framing it as giving away information makes me laugh. If I was giving away, like he left his computer on at work or something like that. He didn't log out and people are looking at all his emails and stuff.
He has a notebook that says, things that here are my tells.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like things that hitters could really use against me, and he left it in the visiting clubhouse.
Yeah, like when you they always tell you, like when you're at Starbucks and you're working on your laptop, like if you have to go to the bathroom, close your laptop, dude, you know, or take it with you or something, you know?
You know, part of it is that a lot of times when a pitcher is tipping his pitches, and we've known this because the Astros, through legitimate means for a long time, were really, really good at this. And I don't know if pitchers just got better at disguising it or what. But what you see is the telltale conversations between batters on their way up. In the World Series, it was the one Bryce Harper. Remember, Bryce Harper was frantically communicating to the next batter about what he had seen when he came back to the dugout.
Yes.
I didn't see any evidence of that last night. It was more just a steady onslaught of guys
just shellacking the poor guy, man. They were killing him. They were killing him. Here was Joe Espada on Spencer Arrighetti's frustration last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's a competitor. He wants to, you know, he wants to do well, and he's been throwing the ball phenomenal for us. So you know, but it's one of those games where, you know, they're just taking good swings. You know, that's a club that puts the barrel on the ball, and they put, you know, they're tough at bats. They're tough outs. So you know, just not his night.
So Arrighetti, I'm not super concerned because I don't think he's a huge linchpin in what this team does in the postseason. I think it's more important that Verlander gets straightened out probably. Of the things that do concern me right now, Seth, with the Astros, obviously the offense and the outfield, and a lot of that is tied to Kyle Tucker, who, you know, we'd heard he's coming back imminently, and then I hear yesterday Dana Brown on 790 on the flagship told their morning show, like, maybe like 3 to 5 days. Like, the goalposts just keep moving on Kyle Tucker. If it does feel like there's been tangible evidence that he's getting better. Like, we see video of him sprinting, and he's taking batting practice, and he's hit some deep balls and things like that. But that's still something that's just such a moving target for me right now that it's still an area of concern. And Pena's defense is the other thing. Is Jeremy Pena all of a sudden turning into me playing shortstop is bad.
Right. That's exactly how you would have handled that hard hit ball to Pena in the first inning. You would have gotten close, but no cigar, right?
You definitely
wouldn't have put your covered your face and cowered away.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. So maybe not me necessarily, but a bad shortstop.
Yeah, and especially when you've got Bregman with the gremlins in his elbow and not dependable as a fixture at third base. It's been one of the weirdest things about this season, where so many things that had been really bad got fixed and the ship was righted in so many ways. We've continued to watch Pena play as a minus fielder in this season, and it's just strange. It's almost... It's like he's going through a slump as a shortstop. Which is not something you hear about a lot.
No. You brought that up earlier, and it's a really good point. Like, I think you talk about that. I think it's not just baseball. Like, I think across sports, you go, like, defense is a more of a constant that you can count on because there's none of the witchcraft that goes with the actual ball being involved. It's man-on-man kind of stuff. A lot of it's effort and concentration.
Yeah.
And so that it is very strange. Like, normally when somebody dips this way defensively in any sport, but we'll keep it to baseball here, you would say, okay, well, maybe he's getting older. He can't get to balls as much. Jeremy Pena's in his prime. He's a phenomenal athlete, you know? It feels like it's concentration, and maybe it's in his head a little bit right now. I like your sports psychologist idea, man. Get with Framber. See if you can get a twofer with the sports psychologist.
Yeah, whatever the deal is, it's not working right now. And I hate that it's become nerve-wracking whenever I see a ball hit to him.
Yeah.
Or even when he... And he's still... The crazy thing is he still makes the crazy circus throws, too. There's so many things about him that he's doing everything he's ever done. He looks lightning fast on the base paths. It's certainly not a lack of effort with Peña. He's one of the guys you point to. He's like, oh, you see, he always runs hard to first base, no matter what. He's never just going to concede that it's an out. He does all those things the right way. And maybe somehow it's just some weird stretch of bad luck, but it feels like a lot more than that.
It's been all year. That's the thing. It's not a week. It's a whole year. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wild. Text message, catching up on the Odyssey app from Indiana and hearing Spillane was keeping you on the Astros through all nine innings. And I said that earlier. Spillane tweeted out yesterday that, hey, I know they're down 9-0, but if a team can cough up a lead, it's the Cincinnati Reds. I'm paraphrasing. The texter says this, I'm hearing about Spillane keeping you on that game through all nine innings, but nothing worse than T-Mill dropping $100 on Spencer Arrighetti throwing more than 5.5 strikeouts last night. Can't wait to hear this.
I saw that. It hit my timeline well after Arrighetti was out, so I'm guessing it was because people were retweeting and quote tweeting it like crazy. He said it was a lock, right? It was basically a guarantee.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear him hear exactly exactly how Tyler Milner laid this out yesterday on the show? This was sent to me by a listener who backed him on this bet and was irate. Now, let me preface by saying Tyler is typically really good with the prop bets, the in-game, or not in-game, but like the individual stat prop bets, because he puts them out there. Like, Tyler puts them out there on his social media. So he's not somebody who comes in the next day and said, oh, I won this, and that. Like, Tyler puts it out there, but this was particularly bad.
So I got the lock of the week, possibly the month. If anyone wants to make some money out there.
Hell yeah, we want to make some money. Don't tease us. What's the problem?
Possibly the damn lock of the month. You Astros fans, perk them ears up. Bet on Arrighetti. He's pitching for your Astros tonight in Cincinnati. Arrighetti over 5.5 strikeouts. That is easy money, and the odds are great. Go lock that in right now. Max bet. Arrighetti over 5.5 Ks. He'll have it by probably the end of the fourth.
Put me $100 on it.
Got you, bro. Ron?
Where are you at, Ron?
Nice. He's bet enough for
a while. Know you like it.
Ron, sitting there with his blonde hair from a lost bet. No, dude. I'm good on the betting for a little while here, all right? I'm okay. T-Mill, we're not picking on you. It was just funny, especially funny that Clint followed you through the gates of hell on that bet. How did it go? Spencer Arrighetti struck out nobody last night. Lock of the month. I like Tyler putting himself out there like that, though, man. Like, that's bold. It's very bold. And I didn't think it sounded stupid at the time, either. I'm like, yeah, Arrighetti's been striking out a lot of guys lately. They were on him last night, though, man. They were on Eric Getty last
night. Yeah, that look, Eric. I will defend Tyler Milner to the death. So if anybody's giving him death threats or anything, just know you're gonna have to get
shoot
through
me first.
You okay?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not gonna put myself at risk or anything. Right. So you know, try hard, and I'll step aside. But I will defend him for at least a little bit.
Hey Ben, do you still have Darius Slay pulled up in there by any chance? Okay, let's. So we got a lot of texts on Darius Slay. Hike up your panties and go to work. Now, for those who don't know what we're talking about, Darius Slay, defensive back for the Eagles, was extremely nervous about going to Brazil that has a very high crime rate, 17th highest crime rate of any country on our fair planet here. Here was Darius Slay on his podcast expressing his nervousness.
Let's get into this Brazil trip. Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing that. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything.
Okay. And again, the texter, hike up your panties and go to work, just made me laugh.
The best. So basically, I was saying, like, listen. There's two different things with Brazil right now. Obviously, there's the whole political side of things and the banning of Twitter and everything else like that. And then you could have discussions about like various countries that the NFL is trying to expand into and why they should or shouldn't be. I'm going to try to read this because somebody said shame on me, but our text system tends to chop these things up.
Yeah.
Listening to you two justify the horrible call of playing in Brazil is laughable. It's a dictatorship that just banned Twitter. Remember, we were talking about this, the personal safety.
Yeah.
At the very least, the NFL should be boycotting Brazil. Just tap dancing around the obvious. Shame on you.
Shame
and
on you.
Don't insult and call names to those who won't virtue signal. It's insulting to Brazil to call out their danger, but it's not insulting to say the teams will get themselves in trouble. My goodness, we live in reality, not your imagination. Oh, get over yourself, you clown. My God. Jeez. Yeah, you know, everybody, you gotta, yes, everything is a hill to die on these days. And I know that you're petrified to go anywhere that's outside the comfort of your own little living room. But we were just talking about the personal safety of traveling in a country that has a high murder rate. I think people are a little more scared of it than they should be. 170,000 people a year travel to Brazil from the U.S. who don't cry in their Cheerios about how they might get mugged or something.
Yeah, it's, come on. Now, I didn't know that. As you know, I don't keep in tune as much as you do to the, I didn't know about this Twitter banning in Brazil. That you saying it just now is news to me. I had
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's, okay. I assumed, yeah, that's been a big deal. They banned Twitter. It's a mess down there, okay? Yeah,
I know it's a mess. I didn't know they banned
Twitter.
Which was a conversation
we weren't having because it wasn't relevant to the conversation.
Correct, yeah.
And we're not talking geopolitics here or whether, like, the guy who typed that message on his iPhone should throw his iPhone in the garbage because it was made in China. Like, it's just, it's annoying, you know?
It is.
All I was saying was that Darius Slay sounds like a, He sounds a little chicken about going to a foreign country.
It's a little alarmist.
They have games in Mexico City all the time. Mexico City's got a higher murder rate than the Sao Paulo.
It's a league that played in Oakland for 50 years.
Yeah, you're traveling there. You're traveling there with a security detail.
Right.
It's just, it's different. It's not like you're going there with your family and, you know, camping out in the slums of Sao Paulo or something.
I'll listen to a texter's arguments, but when they put shame on you in there, whatever. Shame on you? Get out of here. All right. Stephon Diggs. I think that's going to be a big storyline around the league as week one unfolds is how does Stephon Diggs mix in with the Houston Texans here. It's looked really good so far in camp. Michael Irvin weighed in on this yesterday, and Michael Irvin, I think, definitely an alpha wide receiver back in the day. That's an opinion I'll listen to on Stephon Diggs and how he mixes in with the Texans. We will have that for you coming up next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.